Good morning. We'd like to see the title of a spiritual sight in the 2 Kings chapter 6, verses 1 through 17. For online course students, we'd like to suggest the three questions. Number one, in verse 3, then one said, "Please consent to go with your servants." And he answered, "I will go." What is it like Elisha's character? Question 2. In verse 6, so the man of God said, "Where did it fall?" And he showed him the place. So he cut off a stick and threw it in there. And he made the iron floor. What can we see in the sight of God? Question 3. In verse 17, and Elisha prayed and said, "Lord, I pray, open his eyes that he may see." Then the Lord opens the eyes of the young man and he saw, and behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire all around Elisha. What eyes should be opened? How can we open the eyes? First of all, we want to see the 2 Kings background. Probably this book was written by Jeremiah in 550 before Christ. Because Jeremiah is traditionally, so we said in Jeremiah, the prophet wrote the 2 Kings. Here in the background, the 9th king, Jehoram, northern kingdom, Israel, from 852 through 841 before Christ. In the 2 Kings chapter 1 verse 17 said, the Ahaziah, the 8th king of Israel, died according to the word of the Lord, which Elijah had spoken. Because he had no son, Jehoram became king in his place. Here, Jehoram became king in his place. In the second year of Jehoram, the son of Jehoshaphat, king of Judah. So Jehoram became king. Then in chapter 5, in the last chapter, we saw Naaman the leper as a Syrian general was healed by Elisha's miraculous work through the Lord Jesus Christ. Also, Gehazi, Elisha's servant, got leprosy because of his greed. Elisha had a double portion of spiritual blessing. The 2 Kings chapter 2 verse 9 says, and so it was when they had crossed over that Elijah said to Elisha, "Ask what may I do for you before I am taken away from you?" Elisha said, "Please let a double portion of your spirit be upon me." So Elisha had a double portion of spiritual blessing. Elijah, without death, without physical death, Elijah was ascended into heaven like Genesis chapter 5 verse 24, Enoch. Now also, Enoch also was caught up into heaven. So in the future, all born-again Christians will be caught up with the Lord in heaven, called as a rapture, if we do not die physically. So, chapter 6, verses 1 through 7 talks about the floating axe head Also, from verse 8 throughout to chapter 7, talks about deliverance of Israel from the blind Syrians flee. Verse 1, and the son of the prophet said to Elisha, here, sons of the prophets, because in the last chapter we saw the school of prophets, so like a seminary. So the sons of the prophet or seminary students said to Elisha, see now the place where we dwell or dormitory with you is too small for us. So the place, the dormitory is too small for us. Please let us go to Jordan. Let us go to Jordan River and let every man take a beam from there. And let us make there a place where we may dwell. So basically, let's go to Jordan River. So we cut a tree to make a beam so we can build up the dormitory. So he answered, go. Then one said, so Elisha said, go. Then one said, one student, a student for prophet said, please consent to go with your servant. So basically, please go with us. The one student asked to Elisha, the teacher, please go with us. Elisha answered, I will go. Here we can see Elisha's character, easy going fellow. So easily getting together with the people, you know, that kind of a characteristic shows. Like the 2 Kings chapter 4 verses 8 through 9, we can see Elisha's character. Now it happened one day that Elisha went to Shunem, where there was a notable woman, and she persuaded him to eat some fruit. So it was, as often as he passed by, he would turn in there to eat some food. So basically, one lady asked to Elisha, the prophet, teacher, so whenever you pass through my home, you may visit on my home, you may eat the food. So here Elisha said, you know, it was as often as he passed by, he would turn in there to eat some food. So, we can see Elisha's character, which is easy-going fellow. Also, like Jesus Christ, Matthew chapter 11, verses 18 through 19, Jesus compared to John the Baptist. For John the Baptist came neither eating nor drinking. So John the Baptist is abstaining from eating, drinking, or fasting, like that. They say he has a demon. The Son of Man, Jesus Christ, came eating, drinking, with whom? Eating, drinking with the prostitute or scribes, like that. With sinners, eating and drinking. And they say, look, a glutton and wine bibber meaning a drunkard, a friend of a tax collector and sinners, but wisdom is justified by her children. So basically, Jesus Christ gathered along with the collectors, sinners, the people. So Elisha like that too. But Elijah, as a character similar to John the Baptist here, the 2 Kings chapter verse 4, Elijah said to Elisha, Elisha, stay here, please, for the Lord has sent me onto Jericho. Basically, Elijah told to Elisha, you stay here because God called me, directed me to go to Jericho. But Elisha said, as the Lord lives and your soul lives, I will not leave you. So they came to Jericho. So, Elisha, not to be alone, rather than to following you. So therefore, Elijah and Elisha went there together to Jericho. Also, verse 6, the same situation. Then Elijah said to Elisha, "Stay here, please, for the Lord has sent me on the Jordan." Right now, Elijah said, "You know, Lord, lead me to Jordan River." Then Elisha said, "As the Lord lives and your soul lives, I will not leave you, or I will not be alone." So the two of them went on to the Jordan River. So we can see Elijah's character is the fellowships with the people, so easy going, fellow. So we can see. First of all, so he went with them. So Elisha went with the students or the sons of the prophets. And when they came to the Jordan River, they cut down trees. But as one was cutting down a tree, the iron axe head made of iron, axe head, fell into the water. And he cried out, student cried out and said, "Alas, master, for it was buried." Right here, alas meaning helpless. So alas master, or alas Elisha, for it was buried. So the man of God, Elisha, said, "Where did it fall?" And he showed him. Student showed Elisha the place, so he cut off a stick. Elisha cut off a stick and threw it in there, and Elisha made the iron flow. So because God, worked through Elisha to have made the iron in a flow. So here, we can see God, really take care over Elisha. So God really interested in, the smallest thing over, our lives, student's life. Basically student cutting trees. So according to the Bible, Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6, God takes care over everything over our lives, only if we trust in the Lord. Here, trust in the Lord with all your heart. So we must believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, the Almighty, 100%. And lean not on your own understanding. Do not make any imagination, any speculation. And then eat all your ways, including trivial thing or big thing, or normal thing, everything, acknowledge him. Every matter, acknowledge him. Then God shall direct your paths, your ways. God shall show your way. Exactly like that. Here, looks like a trivial, minor thing happening. Just, axe head, iron fell into water. But, so God, used Elisha to have made the axe head float. Therefore, he said, "Pick it up for yourself." So he reached out his hand and took it. Because some people said, this is like a stick, that worked as like a shovel, So the stick, tried to plug into axe head. Then is the stick, the lift it up, then the iron head attached to the stick. That kind. That is doubt over, day of belief in God, the Almighty. Because God created the universe, God can do whatever He desires. So those people lack belief in the God, with all heart, 100% belief. Then verse 8, now the kings of Syria was making war against Israel. Syria is the northbound of northern Israel. So he consulted with his servant, saying, "My camp will be in such and such a place." So basically, he put in a certain camp in order to attack southbound in Israel from Syria. So, and the man of God, or Elisha, sent to king of Israel, saying, so whenever he put certain camp in order to attack southbound country Israel, so Elisha reported that secret strategy to king of Israel, saying, "Beware. Well, look, that you do not pass this place. You do not pass this hidden place or this camp area. For the Syrians are coming down there." Because the Syrians are coming down there. Then the king of Israel sent a sermon to the place of which the man of God had told him. Thus he warned him, and he was watchful there, not just once or twice. Basically, the Syrian king said, whenever they plan certain strategies to attack Israel, so those is a secret information was tipped to the king of Israel. So he wondered, probably the Syrian king, the court, probably must be a spy, some kind of tipper or spy. Therefore, the heart of the king of Syria was greatly troubled by this thing. And he called his servants and said to them, "Will you not show me which of us is for king of Israel?" So which of us is for king of Israel, what does it mean? So who is a spy to report to king of Israel among the Syrian court, the palace, Syrian's military court? And one of his servants say, "None, my lord, O king." No lord, no king. Here is no surprise at all. But Elisha, the prophet who is in Israel, tells the king of Israel the words that you speak in your bathroom. Even if you speak a certain secret word with your wife in your bathroom, that secret word already knew by Elisha. So that kind of thing is the 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 8. The Holy Spirit gives a gift, the word of knowledge, right here. For one is given the word of wisdom through the Spirit, to another the word of knowledge through the same Spirit. So the word of knowledge, which meaning the Spirit, tells in a certain secret information to his person, particularly the person, right here in Elisha. I got that gift of knowledge from the Spirit, from God. Therefore, here is verse 12. And one of his servants said, then, verse 13. So he said, now king said, Syrian king said, "Go and see where he is, that I may send and get him." So we will go there, catch him. Then it was told him, saying, "Surely he is in Dothan." So Dothan is the northern Israel, just above over Samaria, the capital city of northern Israel. So Syrian king above, so they go to southbound to reach to Dothan in order to catch Elisha or kill Elisha, Dothan city. Therefore, he sent horses and chariot and a great army there into southbound. They camped by night, surrounded the city of Dothan. So, where Elisha lived there. And when the servant of the man of God, here the servant of the man of God, the servant of Elisha, here probably not Gehazi, because Gehazi in the last chapter he got leprosy, But he's the servant, different, probably different person, not Gehazi. The servant of the man of God rose early and went out. There was an army surrounding the city with horses of a chariot and coming from Syria. And his servant said to Elisha, "Alas, help us, my master, what shall we do? Because they surrounded us, what shall we do?" So he answered, Elisha answered, "Do not fear, for those who are with us are more than those who are with them." So basically, our army is much more than, you know, them. So then Elisha prayed and said, "Lord, I pray, open his eyes, you know, his servant's eyes, that he may see." Here, open his eyes is not in physical eyes, it's a spiritual eyes. Spiritual eyes, you know, requiring faith. What faith? Faith in the Lord, you know, the Almighty, with all heart, 100%, you know, faith, you know, in the Lord, you know, Almighty. Open his eyes. Then the Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw, and behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire all around Elisha. So basically, now young boy or the servant of Elisha now can see the, you know, spiritual realm, you know, the spiritual realm. So that kind of a thing, the Bible said, the 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 18 said, "We do not look at the things which are seen," or "we do not look at the physical things." Because disciple Paul in the 1 Corinthians chapter 15, if you know, there is the thing, you know, only this earthly thing, we are, you know, more, you know, miserable. But if we see, you know, only, you know, physical thing, because we are looking for, you know, heavenly thing, you know, eternal kingdom. That's why we can, you know, endure a lot of, you know, suffering, you know, some hurting, you know, from, you know, earthly, because we are, you know, with the Lord, you know, living there, you know, forever, you know. Like that. We do not look at, we means all believers, do not look at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen by physical eyes, which is spiritual thing. For the things which are seen are temporary. So other things are temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal. Not seen are eternal. That's why, you know, each person's soul and spiritual value, it's much greater than any earthly thing, you know, including whole earth. You know, all earth, you know, matter of time, a certain time, in, you know, whole earth, the physical seen by physical eye, you know, will pass away, because the Bible said, Revelation chapter 21 says so. You know, the earth, heaven, you know, will pass away. New heaven, new earth to come. You know, anyway, so but you know. The each person, soul, and spirit, eternal life. So, if you know, they believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, Savior, eternity. So, eternity compared to temporary thing, obviously, eternity is much more valuable. Temporary, you know, certain times will, you know, pass away. So, here, therefore, we do not lose heart, even though our outward man is perishing. Outward man means a physical body, is perishing, yet the inward man is being renewed day by day. Or inward man, in a spiritual man, inward man is being sanctified or transformed in the image of the Lord Jesus Christ daily. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, affliction, the physical affliction, is suffering, is momentarily, is working for us a far more exceeding eternal weight of glory. So more exceeding eternal glory. This kind of thing is there is you know, spiritual eye, you know, is opened based upon, you know, young man's, you know, faith in the Lord, you know, with Almighty. Then here the Elisha prayed to the Lord, you know, Shishak's army's eyes were blind, so they went down the southbound more in Samaria. So the Syrian army, Samaria city, capital city of Israel, surrounded there. So during that time, you know, the Samaria, the resident, you know, God established, they ate in a human body or something like happened, but the Elisha prayed to the Lord. So there is 2 Kings chapter 7, verse 6, that happened here. For the Lord had caused the army of the Syrians to hear the noise of a chariot of the noise of horses, the noise of a great army. So they, Syrian armies, said to one another, "Look, the king of Israel has hired against us the king of Hittites and the king of the Egyptians to attack us." Then they fled away, you know, from Samaria city. Then is the Samarian people, the Israelites, you know, so could enjoy, you know, all left food, you know, clothes, you know, everything. And some like it happened, you know, talks about in chapter 7. Let's see each question. In verse 3, then one said, "Please consent to go with your servant." And he answered, "I will go." What is like Elisha's character? Elisha's character is easygoing fellow, easygoing minister, like Jesus. Unlike John the Baptist, unlike Elijah. Question 2, in verse 6, so the man of God said, "Where did it fall?" And he showed him the place. So he cut off a stick and threw it in there, and he made the iron floor. So God worked through Elisha. What can we see in the sight of God? Because God takes care of everything of our lives. In those who trust in him with all heart, like Elisha. So God takes care over everything, over those lives, to those who trust in the Lord with all heart, like Elisha. Last question in verse 17, and Elisha prayed and said, "Lord, I pray, open his eyes that he may see." Then the Lord opened the eyes of the young man and he saw, and behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire all around Elisha. What eyes should be opened? Here, spiritual eyes, not physical eyes. How can we open the eyes? Spiritual eyes require believe in the Lord, the Almighty, with all our hearts. Let's just sing song together, Amazing Grace. So we will conclude the study, today's Bible study. God bless you richly.